Tennessee tradition. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It was 162 years ago when the first fair happened here in Nashville, and this will be the 110th fair at the current fairgrounds, the Fairgrounds Nashville.
The excitement for the young and old is always evident at the state fair, and the tradition continues again as the fair opens the gates later today and will go till Sunday, September the 18th. John Rose is chairman of the Tennessee State Fair Association.
It is a lot of fun, first of all, and I think people will enjoy the experience. Certainly all the traditional aspects of a fair will be there, great entertainment, rides, good food. But the fair, the Tennessee State Fair, is a celebration of our state, and it's really the main annual celebration of all things that we cherish in our state.
Rose says it wouldn't be a fair without agriculture, and there will be plenty of livestock shows and exhibits to enjoy.
This first weekend, you can look to see beef cattle and swine and horses, poultry and rabbits, and then as the fair progresses, there'll be mules through the week, and then on the second weekend, dairy cattle will join the poultry, and we'll also have sheep and horses throughout the end of the fair. So we hope people will come out and see what makes Tennessee agriculture special.
And another big FFA country ham breakfast is set for Monday morning at the fair. On Tuesday, they call it the state's largest outdoor classroom as elementary kids from all over come to learn more about agriculture's importance. There will be a funnel cake 5K race next Saturday that will benefit 4-H and so much more.
We're excited about the path that we're on and feel like that this will be a great year for the Tennessee State Fair, and we hope everyone will come out and enjoy it.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.